So saints, I greet you all. Saints, I greet you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we want to thank God for the time He has given us to spend together today again. And I believe this will be a beautiful time again for us to be together, and then we will take scriptures together and then see what the Lord has brought to me. The subject is a beautiful one, but then, I don't know, the Lord has brought it in a way, in a different way of approach today, which I thought, if I take it, it will be a great encouragement and a great leading on the same subject that we are still dealing with concerning Revelation.
But
the idea about the subject of Revelation, saints, is so that we understand the importance of the Word of God to us as His people.
Amen.
And not lose from it. There was a time where the Scripture says, a Samuel grew.
Mm.
Until Amen. When he speaks, his words are not falling down. So we really want to take that, and we trust that the Lord Jesus Christ will help us. Amen. So what I'm going to deal with now, I want us to go to the scripture quickly, and the book of John, we will start it from there. And then we have to understand things. Where are we coming from? How did we come to this scripture? The book of John, St. John, verse 27, let me speak into that. Chapter 6, verse 27. I'm going to study from verse 26. Maybe we will actually find the idea when one reads. You see, saints, when we read the Bible like this, we want you to read at home.
Amen.
It's very important that a Christian reads the Bible every day and that you pray every day.
Amen.
We have to study your Bible. You have to read the Bible, and also you can follow the messages concerning a lot of topics there which the Lord has revealed to us today. Now listen to what He's saying here. He says here, and Jesus answered them and said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, ye seek me not because ye saw the miracles, yeah, but because ye did eat of the loaves,
yes,
and were filled.
Oh, yeah.
Labor not for the meat which perisheth.
Sure, yes, sir.
But for the meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you, for him hath God the Father sealed.
Amen.
That's very, very important. Saints, it's a beautiful, beautiful scripture that the Lord Jesus Christ is advising here. He says that they should labor not for the meat which perisheth.
Yeah.
Now, the word labor here, according to Greek, it is egazomia, which means to work as an employed person, to work, to trade, to make gain by trade,
Amen.
To do business, you see? So, to earn by working. That's what it says, to labor.
Yeah.
It is to work.
Amen.
So, now, let's get where the idea is coming from. Why is he saying that we should labor not for the meat,
yeah,
which perishes? Now, it gives us an idea that that's what we're living for, right?
Yes, sir.
We live and we work.
Amen. Yeah.
And in our labor where we are employed, it is so that we may have food on the table, right?
Amen.
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen. That's correct.
We may have food on the table, and then we may actually be able to live. But the food, the meat that we have, is actually what? If you can look into that, it is the meat that perishes. The word perish means something that corrupts.
Yeah.
You understand it?
Amen.
Something that can be destroyed, something that can be abolished, something that can be useless later, something that can be ruined, something that can be lost.
Yes,
you see, something you can lose, something that dieth.
Mm.
Are we getting there? So there's two important things here that we are looking at. We are looking for laboring, and we are looking for what we labor for, as the scripture begins to tell us this thing. Now, they asking the Lord Jesus Christ something which is very, very important. We will come to that. But then I want us to read it, and we'll come to it. Now, then said they unto him, what shall we do that we might work the works of God? Now, now they do not want just to work for these things that Jesus. They want to know, what can we do to do the works of God? Because now they know the works of God is actually to labor for the bread that perisheth not.
Amen.
It is not the bread that perishes.
Amen.
So they want to know, well, now we want to do the works of God, so what shall we do? And Jesus answered and said unto them, this is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he hath sent.
Yeah. So,
that is the work. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
That's beautiful. Can you imagine? Believing is working.
Bye.
So, meaning, when you want to know if you are laboring, you want to see how much you believe.
Amen.
So, whenever you lose your believing, then you are losing your job, actually.
Amen.
That's why we have many people unemployed in the church today. I don't understand how you get that.
Bye.
Because these people don't believe on him whom God has sent.
Yes,
they have
not
trust.
So,
they have no trust on the man God sent.
Yes, sir.
You see, they think if they have trust, or rather confidence, on the man God sent to believe him, they would be worshipping him. You see, they confuse the things.
Now, yes,
I hope the Gentiles understand it. They confuse things. Because it is not believing on the person that you now realize God has sent this man. Now, many people, they can actually say, but that is a God sent. They know.
Amen.
But they will try to find an excuse not to honor. All right?
Amen.
I want us to take it from there. And then let's go to Matthew chapter 20. When we take Matthew chapter 20, I believe that the Lord will bless us even much more on this one. Let's take Matthew chapter 20. The Lord Jesus Christ, I'm going to start from this one. He's telling us about the laborers.
Yeah. Amen.
For the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that has an household, which went out early in the morning to hire laborers into his vineyard.
Yeah.
And when he had agreed with the laborers for a penny a day, I want you to catch that, a penny
a day,
he sent them into the vineyard. And he went out about the third hour, and saw others standing idle in the marketplace. I want you to understand that the Lord is not happy to see people idling.
Yeah.
So even if you think that you do not have a job at home, literally, the Lord is not happy with that too. So it's not an excuse. If you don't get the job, we have a problem with you. We're looking at you.
Amen. Amen.
Because we know that the Lord would not be happy to see you not working. Hallelujah. Amen. So, now, and he said unto them, go ye also into the vineyards, and whatsoever is right, now I want you to get there, I will give you, and they, when they are awake, the word right, let's Look at the word right. Whatsoever is right.
Yeah.
Now, the word right here means righteous. It's not just it's not to be right.
Mm.
It means righteous. It means to observe divine laws.
Mm.
That is the word right there. So, means virtuous.
Sure.
It also means keeping the commandments of God.
My mind.
Sure. This is the word right in this context. Now, it says, of those whom themselves to be righteous, who pride themselves to be righteous, who pride themselves in their virtues,
yeah,
whether real or imagined.
Mm.
And it says here, the word right here is also guiltless.
Sure. Mm.
So now, I want to bring this to us so that we may understand what the Lord is saying he will,
yeah,
give to these people.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
He's agreeing to that. When they go labor, he agrees with them about this particular content that they will have while they labor. While you labor, be guiltless.
Amen.
While you labor, be faultless.
Amen.
While you labor, be righteous.
Yes, sir.
While you labor, have virtues.
Amen.
While you labor, keep the commandments of God.
Amen.
While you labor, observe divine laws.
Amen.
Are you getting
Amen.
That?
Amen.
So I want us to understand context as we go through. Because this is actually very, very important. What the Lord Jesus Christ is saying here to these people. Wonderful content. I want you to follow that. Because somehow we have a problem in Christianity. And then, oh my goodness. Oh Lord. We are embarrassing God.
Yeah.
Mm. We are degrading what God has honored.
Yeah.
Mm. By devaluing what he values.
Amen. Amen.
Are we understanding that?
Yes, sir.
So that's the problem Christians have. That's why we have Christians who are now mouth talkers.
Yeah.
But they do not have the substance,
Amen,
of what the word is giving.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Everything's fine. I was speaking with one of my managers, not actually today, actually, I think it's the day before yesterday. And yeah, then I say to him, you know what? He says, pray for us, Pastor. Please pray for us so that God may help us and God may give us money and so forth. I don't know if it's wrong for asking. I said, no.
Yeah.
You are asking the right person because he can afford,
Amen,
to give you money.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. Amen.
So ask Christians who are for money.
Amen.
Look into them. Give to them. Just look at the Christians. Say, ask God to give you money. Look to them and let them pray. And then don't close your eyes. Look at them.
So,
I tell you, they don't want to do that. Not easily. They will do it hypocritically.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just few people you will see. They mean it.
God can
give them that. I don't know why, when it comes to God, we will actually lift out or put out certain particular things.
Sure, sure.
Then we should understand. Because why? We do not necessarily believe God can afford everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
People of God, tell me, where did the sheep Abraham killed on behalf of Isaac came from in those seconds?
Mm.
Where did it come from?
No.
That's why God cannot afford our problems. There's some certain problems we think God cannot afford this one.
Mm.
There's some certain issues we have that we believe God is incapable to. We don't even give it to him.
Mm.
Let me just tell you how many Christians live. They give certain to God, certain they can actually handle.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. Amen. Sure.
Oh Lord, open our eyes.
Oh my.
To understand how you want us to depend on
you. Amen. He's dependable in you. Amen.
100% wholly dependable.
Yes, sir.
So we must depend on God,
Amen,
for everything. That's why he says everything that is done without faith is sin.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Amen.
I want to repeat that. Amen. Everything you do without faith is sin.
Sure.
So how many things you do?
Oh my.
just by logic.
Yeah.
So you don't include faith in it. Now, listen to this. He says, and again he went out about the sixth hour. And the ninth hour, he did likewise. Are you getting that?
Yeah.
Oh, glory to God. Amen. But about 11th hour is about the closing.
Yeah.
It's just an hour to the closing of the day. Are you getting that?
Amen.
Which they can call it 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock now. I don't know.
Yeah.
When is the day actually closing?
Closing, yeah.
Now, about an 11th hour, he went out. Now, this is about 11th hour workers.
Amen.
He went out and found others standing idle.
Yeah.
And said unto them, why standing ye here all day? And you see, he's all day. I want you to get there. This one stood all day idle. And they said unto him, because no man hath hired us.
Yeah.
He said unto them, go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right,
amen,
that shall ye receive.
Oh my.
I want you to understand, whatsoever is right. So now, hallelujah. He does what the word did to Adam in the beginning. Go and dress the garden.
Yeah.
So God knew that he has whatsoever is right.
Amen.
Meaning, yeah, he capacitates you.
Amen.
To do the work.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Oh, glory to God. We should not have Christians who are weak.
Come on, sir.
We should not have Christians who fail.
Amen. Come on, sir.
While they are capacitated.
Amen.
For the work.
Yes, sir.
You getting that?
Amen.
Meaning, if you know today that the Lord is willing to give you whatsoever is right,
sure,
to complete the task he's giving you.
Oh my Lord.
Sometimes maybe it's because we don't know the task.
Yeah.
Look. And we love the job God didn't give us. When a man, for example, has never won a soul but wants a job, you want to go and work for, I don't know, let's say whatever company is good.
Yo,
you want an administrative work, you want be a manager, but you have never tell a soul to receive the Lord Jesus Christ.
Oh man. Come on.
You understand that?
Amen.
The thing I'm saying, you understand that is the work of the vineyard here.
Yeah.
Yo.
Yeah.
The Lord goes out to get workers.
Yes, sir.
What are you going out to get?
Yes, sir. Come on, preach it, sir.
Amen. Now listen to this. Oh, Lord, help us. So, now that's the jealousy we have in the church. So, when the evening was come, the Lord told the vineyard, the Lord of the vineyard said unto his steward, call the laborers.
Yes, sir.
You told who? A steward.
Yeah.
We understand that. We'll come to that. I'll talk about the steward in the future. Call the laborers. I don't know how people want to be called when they deny stewards.
Sure. Mm. Come on, sir.
Because the steward is a chamberlain.
Amen.
A messenger of the angel.
Amen. Yes, sir. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
You understand what does I will write this child once more? What does it mean?
Amen. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. So God is not going to call everybody. He's going to call Paul.
Amen.
To deal with the people of his age.
Amen. Amen. Yeah.
The laborers of his age are called, but Paul must do the calling. He's the one who was employed to do the calling in the first place.
Amen, sir.
Okay, the steward. So now you get when I tell you that I will talk about steward in the future.
Amen.
And give them their hire.
Sure.
Beginning from the last unto the first. Oh, glory
yes, sir.
To God.
Sure.
Yes, oh, hallelujah. We are going to get ours before Paul.
Amen.
Amen. And when they came that were hired about an 11th hour, they receive every man a penny. Wow. I want you to get that. Are you getting that?
Amen.
But when the first came, they supposed that they should receive more.
Yeah.
And they likewise receive every man a penny. received it, they murmured against the good man of the house.
Yeah.
They murmured against who?
The good man of the house.
The good man is the God man.
Amen. No man is good.
Saying, this last have wrought but 1 hour.
Yeah.
And thou hast made them equal unto us.
Oh.
Which has burned the burden and heat of the day.
Yes, sir.
But he answered one of them and said, friend, I do thee no wrong. Did not thou agree with me for a penny?
Yes, sir.
Take that thine ease and go thy way. I will give unto this last even as unto thee.
Yeah.
According to agreement.
Yeah.
Is it lawful for me to do what I will with my own?
Yeah.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Is thine eye evil because I'm good? Amen. You know, the people must think.
Amen.
You know,
Amen.
They must ask themselves, is God not favoring us?
Oh,
we see he keeps on giving this one.
Yeah.
You complain too much because you know you would be receiving it.
Yeah.
But you must ask the brother, what did you do that makes you to receive like us? So the last shall be the first.
Amen. Amen.
And the first shall be the last. For many be called, but few
chosen.
So now, there's a principle of rewards that I want to read here also. The principle of reward in chapter 25 of the book of Matthew. The principle of rewarding by the Lord. Now, this is beautiful, saints, because it speaks of the kingdom of heaven. And then I want you to understand chapter 21 also, the Lord Jesus Christ says the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man.
Yeah.
Who has an eye household, right?
Yeah.
Now here, verse 14, let's read it. It says, for the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country who called his own servants. Now who? His own servants. These are his servants.
Yeah.
Are we getting there? These are his servants.
Yeah.
You see, you should stop. Stop, especially the message when we think we can just talk bad because somebody is wrong, or somebody that is not in our group of the message.
Yeah.
We think we can actually say bad things to a person.
Sure.
He called his own servants,
and
these are his servants, whether good
or bad. Yeah.
If you can understand that, that's why we respect what the prophet has been with all other ministers.
Amen.
But unfortunately, we think we can condemn everyone.
Yeah.
It's like message teaching at death. The message is not teaching anybody to do that.
Amen.
It's people who are arrogant who came in here and they want to be good in the expense of others.
Yeah.
The kingdom of God, amen. The kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country who called his own servant and delivered unto them his goods.
Yeah.
Amen. And unto one he gave five talents. To another two, and to another one. To every man according, I want you to catch that.
Yeah.
This is the catch. According to his several ability. And straight away he took his meaning. One talent, if you can just check by scripture, what one talent is equal to. It's enough.
Yeah.
It's just not a penny. It's enough.
Amen.
So he gave you what you can afford.
Amen.
So that he does not give you too much and you cannot manage it.
Mm.
And waste it and say, you gave me more than I can manage.
Mm.
So everyone, the one who's given five, could manage five.
Amen.
The one who's given two, he's given according to as his ability.
Amen.
Oh, are we getting that?
Amen.
The responsibility goes this way. Then, amen, he took his journey. Then he that had received five talents went and traded
One of you what? Traded with the same and made them other 5 talents. I want you to understand that.
Yeah.
We have already spoken about what is to work, to labor.
Yeah.
It is to trade, right?
Amen.
It is to work and then, you know, all that. So therefore, I want you to see that this is a work. And then there are rewards coming for the work.
Amen.
And now I want you to understand that it comes, the work comes by believing.
Amen.
On the one sent.
Amen.
Come on.
You get the work from the one who sent. That preacher gives you a job as he preaches the gospel.
Amen.
You get that?
Amen.
So believe and receive from him. That's why many people go to hell because they believe and receive from a person whose source is not God.
Yes. So,
now, get this. He says, they traded and made them other 5 talents. This means it's 10. And likewise, he that had received 2, he also gained other 2.
Yo.
Yeah.
Okay, I believe and I testify. And if somebody believes, it is the same gift that, are you hearing that?
Amen. Amen.
The same gift that multiplies.
Yes, sir.
Come on, saints, amen. Come on. Amen?
Amen.
Sure. Okay, but it's the scripture. It's not me. If you can follow it well. I'm trying to bring scripture so that we can see.
Yeah.
Because he says, if you want to do the works of God, this is the works of God.
Amen.
To believe.
Yeah.
And you see that? And Jesus said, he who receives him that I send receives me.
Yeah.
And he says, Father, I do not pray for this only, but I pray for those who will receive or believe.
Yeah.
You see, through these particular people, the issue is believing. Believing on this little. That's why the scripture says, oh my.
Yeah.
The scripture speaks, the one who offends this little one.
Amen.
It would be better for a person to be a milestone, to be hung on him and be thrown into the middle of the sea. Can you imagine?
Sure.
It, that is better. I don't know what's the worst.
Yeah. Yeah.
That would be the better.
Yeah.
And he's saying, whatsoever you would do to these little ones, you have done them?
Yeah,
Oma, I don't know why do we try to disqualify that particular process.
Sure.
Mm. The gospel cannot preach itself.
Yes, sir. Amen.
The gospel needs a preacher.
Amen. Yes,
somebody who preaches.
Yo.
Amen. Oh, whether by leading it,
yes, sir,
and by preaching it.
Amen.
By demonstration.
Amen, sir.
I'm beginning there.
Amen.
Now, but he that had received one went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money.
Amen.
Amen. Do you know one talent is so much if you compare it to what we have today? This man could have done so much with this. Now, after a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoned with them. And so, he that hath received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou givest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained besides them 5 talents more.
Yeah.
Amen. And his Lord said unto him, I want you to see the reward.
Yeah.
His Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over the few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Now, this is the reward that is given to this particular brother who has managed the few. Now, 5 was the few.
Yeah.
I want you to get that.
Amen.
5, the Lord calls it the few.
Amen.
And now, the Lord qualifies him for the more.
Amen. Amen.
Because he managed the few.
No.
Oh, Lord, help me. Amen. He also that has received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou givest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained other 2 talents besides them. Now listen to this. I want you to check. There's no difference between the reward of the 2 and the 5.
Yes.
They receive the same?
Yeah.
They receive the same reward. Literally. His Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over the few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. I want you to see, the reward is the same. Because these two are given to manage what they could.
Amen.
According to their ability, and they did.
Amen.
And they did. Now, then he which had received one talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee.
Yeah.
These people are like this every time.
Oh my.
Yeah.
These people are like this everywhere and every time. That's why I was saying Kenneth Copeland did not owe those journalists nothing.
Yes, sir.
He was not supposed to answer even a thing. Can you imagine he tells the people, amen, do you know how many souls did we bring to the Lord?
Yeah.
Only this year, it's about 120 million.
Sure.
Of them that we brought to the Lord. The work that we do needs a lot of money.
Yeah.
He's trying to explain to a person who just wants to find something wrong.
Yeah.
Because he has a problem, the man bought a plane.
Yeah.
He says, do you use a plane to go to your personal house? He says, yes. Why would I use my car to go to church and not use it to go to my holidays?
Yes.
Come on.
Amen.
Because they don't understand what this is. Yeah. They are like this.
Everyone.
They are like this. Only they say they know you, Lord.
Yeah. Oh. My mind.
They, I know you.
Yeah.
That you are evil.
Sure.
That one. When they say, I want you to get what I mean. What they are saying to this man of God, they are actually saying it to the Lord.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
Oh,
amen.
People, you don't get me.
Yeah.
That's how many people deny the gospel today.
Amen.
The preachers are getting rich. But the politicians can.
Yeah.
They can get rich, no problem.
They don't have a problem with that.
You see? We can actually call as many as we can call. It's fine for them. But as of the people God sent, it's not okay.
Amen.
I want you to see. He says, I know ye that thou art a hard man. Now, listen to this. Reaping where thou hast not sown.
Oh my God.
And so we, Kenneth Copeland will listen to this preaching. So that he can understand from now on, he does not have to answer to these journalists.
Mm-hmm.
They are inspired by the devil.
Yes, sir.
They are the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
They don't understand the job that we are doing.
Amen.
They have no clue what we are going through.
Amen.
Because here we are guarding and saving souls.
Amen.
Now I want to repeat that. Amen. Here we are guarding and saving souls.
Amen.
If he thinks I can save a soul,
amen,
he must know I can save souls.
Amen.
The Lord Jesus said so.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Because in order for a soul to be saved, a gospel must be preached.
Yes, sir.
And here I'm standing a preacher.
Amen.
To try to save a soul.
Amen. Glory to God.
I'm not going to be apologetic for the work I do for the Lord, regardless of how much it costs me.
Yes, sir.
How expensive or how cheap it may become.
Amen.
The truth is the gospel is preached.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Are we getting there?
Amen.
So that's what we want. We want to get the gospel to the world.
Amen.
We know what it means to us. It's a burden to us. It may not be a burden to them.
Amen. Amen.
They are used to times where people can pay pennies in the church, but give their children to go to school.
Money.
Love money.
Amen.
That's what they are doing today.
No.
A child go to school with 200 rand, but he must go to church with 1 rand in the head.
Oh my.
What is he going to buy? What is he going to do?
Sure.
Which taxi do you still ride with 1 rand?
Amen.
Which bulb in the church you can buy with 1 rand?
My man.
Come on.
Sir. Amen.
We need to understand this. When we believe in God, we give our all to
Amen.
Him. And there's nothing wrong for anybody who understands to give to the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, let me just change it. Let me just change the statement so that I can make it. There is nothing wrong to anyone with understanding of Scripture
Amen.
To give to the servant of God.
Amen. Yes, sir. Amen.
Not all servants of God are evil.
Amen.
Even if he's evil, the Lord gave to him.
Yes, sir.
Nothing
yes,
wrong sir. To give to him. He's gonna
Amen.
Tell you, not have to worry about that. This man will account to the Lord
Amen.
For every penny. For every penny
Amen.
He used. So we need to understand that.
Sure.
So we're standing here not afraid. Can you imagine? He tells them, the people, that he can fly in that particular flight where everybody's there. Mm. Because there are demonic atmosphere.
Yes,
there's
sir.
Demonic atmosphere, the disturbing demonic
true.
Atmosphere. And that we know is true.
Yes, sir.
We do know it's true.
Amen.
How do you want to? How do you? They don't understand. Mm. You see, the problem is that they don't understand what we go through when we go and preach. We pretend to prepare to clean the air,
Amen.
To clean the demonic forces and powers.
Amen.
Go through them so that you can get a clear atmosphere where you can be inspired to do the work.
Amen.
Many people are waiting. This journalist is not waiting for nothing. He's waiting only to mock the Lord.
Amen.
When many people are there needing to be prayed for.
No.
See, looking for something from God.
Oh my.
And a minister come far away. 40,000 kilometers.
Sure.
And then you come and tell the minister that he's using funding for pleasure.
Yo.
Come on. There's nothing wrong. Even if he would use it for his goodness while he's doing the work of the Lord.
Amen.
Now they will say, oh my goodness, is that? No, I'm saying it because I know I'm not like them. I don't have a plane. I don't have God. Whatever I do, have I afford.
Amen. Amen.
Let me just be clear about that. Whatever I do have, I afford now.
Amen.
Maybe the Lord is going to give me more that I don't afford. And I believe it.
Amen.
So that I tell you is the Lord.
Amen.
God has blessed me faithful people.
Amen.
I so wish other ministers could say the same. God has blessed me with faithful people.
Amen.
These people are faithful to Him.
Amen.
That's why you people of God that I'm serving, I am a servant here, I'm not a boss.
Amen.
I will do everything. That's why I will do everything. I'm showing you now what the Lord is bringing to me. So you take every normal preacher.
Sure.
Let's see if he will do that.
Sure.
For the whole year, he can preach all across the week. And on Sunday. A content.
Yes, sir. Rich.
Content. You listen to the content. You tell me, could a man do it?
Bye-bye.
You just give me a month, he's finished.
Mm.
So you can't exhaust God.
Amen.
That's why
Amen.
I will keep standing, because these people are faithful to God.
Amen.
So that I may serve these people.
Yes, sir.
They want more from God,
Amen.
And God will give him more and more. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, he's saying, you are a hard man.
Sure.
Reaping where thou hast not sown. And gathering where thou hast not straw. And that's what they are saying about tithing, when we say people must pay tithe, must give tithe and offering. When people must offer tithe and offering, that's what they are saying.
So,
they feel like tithe and offering is the money that belongs to the people. You should be ashamed of yourself. Tithe belongs to God, not to no man. And God gives it to whoever he wants to.
Yes, sir.
So if God gave it to me, shut up.
Amen.
Deal with God about it.
Amen.
The reason is, people of God, I'm trying to show you the heart and the spirit where it's coming from.
Amen.
Certain things we are trying to speak for them. And sometimes we are people, some other ministers are afraid to talk about these things. They're afraid to talk about these things. They don't know these are the things that help the people to have more
yes,
from the Lord.
Amen.
Because the Lord says, you manage to, amen, to have good rulership over the field. So I'm going to give you more.
Amen.
Responsibility over more. I want you to understand that. So now this one who had one talent and he actually did nothing with it. He buried the talent. And he thinks that the Lord is hard. The Lord wants to reap where he did not sow. That is the most rude thing I have ever heard said.
Oh.
Amen.
Amen.
And he said, I was afraid, and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast died, that is thine. And the Lord answered and said unto him, thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sowed not, and I gather where I have not strowed. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers. Are you seeing that? He was supposed to labor with what he is given now.
Amen.
One, two, good. You were supposed to do what? Labor where he was given. So when God gives you the gospel, it means you are responsible to labor.
Amen.
To believe. This person did not believe in the Lord.
No.
So he was supposed to believe in the Lord. And also what? Testify.
Amen.
About what the Lord has given him.
Amen.
So you received the gospel here, saints.
Amen.
Then let's see what you do with the gospel.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. Thou art ought to put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received mine own with usury. Take therefore the talent from him and give unto him which hath 10 talents.
Aye.
For unto everyone that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not, shall be taken away, even that which he hath. I want you to see, he said the same thing on the other side.
Yes, sir.
All right?
Amen.
And cast ye the unprofitable servant into the outer darkness, which is the great tribulation.
Amen.
There shall be a weeping and gnashing of teeth. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. Now, saints, the principle here is that God rewarded these people. Now, I want you to realize that on the other side is the believers only.
Amen.
That were rewarded. Here, there is a comparison of the believers and this particular person who chose not to believe. And we saw, because of it, he went directly to the tribulation. Now, that's very important. Now, we talk about labor not. And we'll talk about 11th hour workers, which are actually the last church age people.
Amen.
I'll repeat that.
Amen.
They are the last church age people.
Amen.
They are the 11th hour workers.
Amen.
Meaning, okay, let me just put it to you. They are 11th hour believers.
Amen.
So because the work is to believe.
Amen.
The issue is, what do you believe? Alright? So now, we want to understand, why is he saying they should not labor for the meat that perishes? Now, the Lord Jesus Christ is speaking to the people here in his in the scripture here. He is talking to the people something very, very important. And I want us to look into that. He says, my body is meat indeed.
Amen.
And my blood is drink indeed. Now, but I want you to understand, the body of the Lord and the blood of the Lord is the meat. Amen. And the drink that perishes not. It is the bread that comes from heaven. Broken for many.
Amen.
It is not the manna that the elders or their fathers ate in the wilderness.
Amen.
And died. This bread, when you eat it, you shall never die. Because it is the bread that has eternal life.
Amen.
It is the drink that has eternal life.
Amen.
We need to understand what this means to us. So he spoke about the meat. That his bread is meat indeed. His body is meat indeed. So we need to understand that. That the Lord bringing this to the people, he wanted them to understand The true meat or the true food, let me just put it this way so people don't understand. The true food that we have been given, which is a spiritual food, this is what we labor for. We labor for food. All right? Where did this start? I want us to. Amen. Now let's take Matthew chapter 24, verse 45. Let's start there. Let me just start it from. Verse 44, it says, therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Mm. Who then is a faithful and wise servant? Servant is somebody that works, right?
Amen.
Whom his Lord hath made what? Ruler. Over his household to do what? To give them meat.
Oh, hallelujah.
In due season. Meaning, who then is this?
Amen.
Whose Lord made what? Made him ruler to do what? To give his household what? Meat in due season. So, meat is the bread. We are establishing that now.
Amen.
That meat is the bread. And the and what? And the drink. It means it is the body and the blood.
Amen.
Of the Lord Jesus. That's what we're talking about. And this is the meat that we are laboring for.
Amen.
Are we getting there?
Amen.
He says, blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Doing what?
Giving
his household meat in due season.
Amen.
Meaning you must be able to have wisdom.
Yo.
To take the bread seasonally.
Amen.
So that you are not going to give to the household of God something which has perished.
Oh my,
you don't get me.
Amen.
Something of another age. That's why the scripture says you can't put a new wine in an old skin. It's going to break it.
Yes, sir.
Now he says again that we must pray for a bread of daily bread.
Amen.
Yeah.
Our daily bread. Give us our daily bread.
Yeah.
Meaning it should be seasonal.
Amen.
It should be fresh food in due season.
Amen.
So the Lord says, oh my, verily I say unto you that he shall make him ruler over all his goods.
Amen.
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 Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So I will, amen. But listen to this. I want you to see how this is different now. It says, but if that evil servant, now he found the evil servant now, again, the evil servant comes here. See, which is the servant of the Lord. The evil servant is the servant of the Lord also. But if that evil servant shall say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming. What is he doing when he says that? And shall begin to smite his fellow servants.
Mm.
And that's what they do, right?
Amen.
And eat and drink with the drunken. The Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looketh not for him.
Sure.
And in an hour that he is not aware of. You see what is that hour?
Aye,
yeah. The hour of temptation.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And shall cut him asunder and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. I want you to see how the scriptures come together to an evil servant and a good servant. Good and faithful servant. Are we getting there?
Yeah.
So now, the work they do, that's, oh my goodness, the work they do, that's what's important for me. The work they are doing.
Huh.
What are they doing? They are delivering the word.
Yeah.
And to deliver the word, they are not just preaching. They are getting the preaching by revelation from God himself.
Amen.
Because God has released a power of revelation in that time. So that in that message, there's enough power to handle every challenge.
Amen.
For that hour. That's
Amen.
Why he says, whatever is right, I will give unto you.
Yeah.
You see? God cannot give you a message, but never give you a capacity to take a challenge of the time.
Amen. Yeah.
That's why you realize through this time there was a spirit of a lion that was released.
Amen.
To do what? To make them have the right thing.
Amen. Amen.
The spirit of what? Of an ox. To do what? To capacitate them to have what? The right thing.
Amen.
So that when they are killed, they may give their life.
Amen.
To do the right thing.
Yes,
a spirit of a face of a man. To do what? To see a common sense and stand for the gospel.
Amen.
And see that this cannot be right.
Yes, sir.
You see, in the last day, we are given an anointing of a flying eagle.
Yeah.
Now, one thing I want to say about this anointing. It is the only anointing that never engaged with milk.
Sure. Amen.
Sure.
A lion in its stage, after its birth, has to encounter milk.
Yeah.
An ox also has to deal and encounter milk.
Amen. Yeah.
Obviously human being.
Amen.
You see?
Yeah.
Man is encountering milk,
Amen.
But not the eagle.
Yes,
the eagle is capacitated to eat meat at its infant state.
Oh my.
Oh. It lives by meat that is not cooked.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
We need to understand the age we are living
Amen.
In, saints. We really, amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Now, when you take 25, the Lord just says, he's asking people there something about the meat. He's telling them that they did not give him meat when he was hungry. And that's not the meat that perishes. Because that's what you cannot give to the Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Wonderful.
That is wrong not to preach the gospel.
Amen.
Because you deny the Lord the meat.
Aye. Amen.
Yeah. I just want you to understand how important this is.
Amen.
Amen. I didn't know you'll come here, but then I was just coming on this one. I was just coming on this particular matter. Amen. Now, the Lord Jesus Christ in the book of John, I want to go to the book of John, where he actually deals with the Pharisees. He deals with the Pharisees in the book of John. And then the Lord Jesus Christ tells them about this particular meat that he has. You see? Let's start from chapter 4, verse 32. I want us to get there. We're talking about the meat and the labor, right?
Amen.
We're talking about this reward that we see here, and then how did it come about? Now, I'm going to take you back so that you can realize where is this thing coming from.
Amen.
Yeah.
The Lord, let me just say it, but we will read the scripture. The Lord speaks to Adam after Adam sinned. He says, after or from the sweat of your hair, of your face, right? Thou shalt what? Eat bread.
Yeah.
Now, it is in the Old Testament. Now we find out that the sweat is as a result of sin.
Mm. Amen.
Are you getting that?
Amen.
So that's why you are not supposed to enter the Holy of Holies wearing a wool, something made out of a wool, because it would make you sweat and you die.
Amen.
When you sweat, you actually bringing an element of sin in the holy place.
Yeah.
So that's why you would die. So therefore they had to wear what? Linen.
Yeah.
Twined linen cloth, so that there is no sweat.
Mm-hmm.
That is the reason why. But now it is the sweat of their face, right? They will eat bread. Man has to work hard and sweat, and now what? So in the Old Testament we said the law was for a man to work, number works, and to please God,
Amen.
Be disposed and please God.
Yeah.
So that is a law dispensation was man working for God.
Yeah.
But in the grace dispensation, when Jesus comes, because the law came by Moses.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
But grace came by the Lord Jesus Christ. So therefore, in the grace dispensation, it is not man working for God.
Amen.
It's God doing it and working for men.
Amen. Amen.
You see? So therefore, in this dispensation, the goodness of it is no need of your sweat.
Yeah. Amen.
And oh, hallelujah. So therefore, in the Old Testament, it was what? The meat that perishes.
Yeah.
This is the bread that, that's why manna did that.
Yeah.
Manna in the Old Testament, they were not supposed to hold it for more than a day.
Yeah.
They were supposed to eat it in the day.
Mm.
That which is left, they eat it. And tomorrow they will get another one.
Amen.
Because it perished.
Oh my.
It perished, but the Lord Jesus Christ introduced a bread that comes from heaven and that perisheth not.
Amen.
Amen. It is a bread that perisheth not. Blessed be the name of God. Listen to this. Here. The book of John chapter 4.
Yeah.
Let's start from 31. And in the mean, while his disciples prayed him, saying, Master, eat. Remember, he just met the woman.
Amen.
But he said unto them, I have meat to eat that ye know not of. This is the meat. That perishes not. What was the need? To preach the gospel.
Amen.
Are you getting that?
Yes, sir.
It is to preach the gospel, and that's what he did.
Amen.
He was preaching the gospel in Samaria,
Amen.
Where the many people actually received. He said to them, they said to him, please tarry with us for more days.
Yeah.
And the similar says he did.
Sure.
Therefore said the disciples one to another, hath any man brought him aught to eat? You see, these people were still in the flesh to understand this particular thing.
Yeah.
Jesus said unto them, my meat, listen to this. My meat is to do the will of him that what? Hallelujah. He said, the works of the Father is to believe on him that sent me.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. And to finish his work. Now, not just to do it, to finish it. Amen. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh the harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. And he that reapeth receiveth wages and gathereth fruit unto life eternal. And I want you to understand that he's not talking about the literal things.
Yeah,
you need to understand. Now the language should be clear to you with the subject we're talking about. Amen. That both he that soweth, now see it, and he that reapeth may be dressed together. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We need to talk about this.
Amen.
He that soweth and he that reapeth. The joy of he that soweth and he that reapeth. And it's coming. Rapture is going to bring the joy of he that soweth and he that reapeth.
Amen. Amen.
Here is that saying true, one soweth and another reapeth. And I send you to reap that whereon ye bestowed no labor.
Amen.
Ooh, hallelujah. Amen. Other men labored and ye are entered into their labors. That is the most powerful thing you can actually understand.
Amen.
Amen. Let me just not go deep into that this so that it does not take me out of my subject. Amen. Amen. So Jesus is bringing this to these people so that they may understand what the Lord is actually bringing to them.
Yeah.
Now, in let's go a little bit further in chapter 6. Let's go a little bit further from 54 and so forth. Amen.
Amen.
Now, listen to what he said. Let's start from verse 23. And Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you.
Amen. Amen.
Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood, eateth eternal life. Are you getting it? You eat eternal life.
Yes, sir.
They should have finished that flesh of Jesus Christ by now.
Yeah.
if they had to eat the flesh that they saw at the time, they should have finished now.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And I will raise him up in the last day. Amen. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him.
Amen.
And the living Father has sent me. I want you to understand that.
Glory be to God.
That's how you get him.
Amen.
You get into him and him into you. The living Father has sent me, and I live by the Father. So he that eateth me,
why?
Even he shall live by me.
Why?
Why? This is the bread.
Amen.
That bread which came down from heaven.
Yes,
not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead. He that eateth of this bread shall live
forever.
Forever.
Amen.
I'm going to leave it there. I'm just going to leave it there.
Sure.
He that eateth this particular bread shall live forever. Now, you eat the bread that you what? You labor for. Because laboring is to actually believe in him that bringeth forth that particular bread. Now, we are not now, let's just take it this way. The Lord Jesus Christ, I'm going to just quote this scripture, which is one of the wonderful scriptures. I would actually continue with the subject. The devil begins to challenge Jesus Christ on the course of a bread while Jesus was fasting. And when Jesus got hungry, then the devil came in. Now, the devil comes in every time when your circumstances seem impossible for you.
Yeah. Amen.
So that you may test God against his will. I'll repeat this. So that you may test God against his will.
Yeah. My.
That's what the devil does. Every time you are in trouble or you are in need, check how the devil push you to the corner.
Amen.
To challenge God.
Yeah.
Against his will.
Yeah.
Check it many times. That's how he works.
Yes, sir.
You can check with Balaam also. Same happens. Can you imagine Ananias and Sapphira?
Amen.
The same happened with them.
Yeah.
Amen. Challenging God against his will.
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
Amen.
So we need to understand how this works. Because this is very, very important. We cannot. Now he said to the Lord Jesus Christ, man, you hungry. If thou be a true Christian,
yeah,
why can't you just have it all?
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
But that's not the point to have it all.
Yeah.
That's not when you should have it all.
Yeah. Amen.
That's when you should now serve God against your circumstances, and still remain in them.
Amen.
Just to say, Lord, with the situation that you put me in, I will remain with you here until you are satisfied, so that I can finish your work.
Amen.
He said, I do the will of my Father, and I finish the work.
Yes, sir.
So that's what the scripture says. After all, after having standing, after all,
putting all the armor, yes.
So that you may stand. Having done all, but to stand.
Yeah.
That's exactly what you're supposed to say. You must know, oh my God. You must be able to see the moment, discern the moment that this is the moment that I'm not going to please Satan.
Amen.
Even though I'm in this situation.
Sure.
The Lord has accepted my condition.
Yes, sir.
And I'm going to praise him for this condition.
Amen.
And finish the work.
Yes, sir.
Oh, hallelujah. When Jonah was taken by a fish, it didn't just take him and took him out. It took him down.
Yes,
so that he can finish the work. Took him down 3 days in the belly of a fish.
Sure.
Right inside there, deep down, amen, in the deep of the sea, God made for him what we call submarine.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
God made him a submarine.
Yeah.
Amen.
And after 3 days, because he was doing a work. What was the work? It is the gospel. The Lord being in the grave for 3 days
Amen.
And 3 nights.
Amen. Amen.
That was the gospel he was preaching and nobody knew about it.
Yeah.
Jonah was just living it out. not knowing that this is the gospel.
Amen.
And after 3 days, the fish brought him to the seashore.
Amen.
Now, the devil will test you.
Yes, sir.
In the don't lose it. When we tell you can ask God for money, sometimes you can be in a point where you don't need money, though you don't have it.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Amen.
But what you need is the gospel preaching.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
At that moment.
Yes, sir.
You need to show the Lord.
Yeah.
You need to trust Him. You need to believe in Him.
Amen.
You need to live for Him in that condition.
Yes, sir.
And then come out of it with a grace and mercy, because there is no way you can get out of it and never get anything you needed.
Go.
Yeah. For the situation.
Amen.
Just like Job.
Hallelujah.
He said he was more successful, more than before.
Amen.
In everything he had multiple.
Amen.
More than before. Because God cares,
yes,
that
sir.
He should have more.
Yes,
and more abundance.
Hallelujah.
God cares about
Hallelujah.
The condition of living on earth. I'm not talking here in heaven.
Yes,
on earth. He's concerned about it.
Amen.
Don't make as if God is not concerned about us on earth. No, He is concerned
yes,
about
sir.
Us.
Blessed
be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Now, the devil comes and say, why don't you, if you are the son of man, of God, why don't you just change the stones into bread and eat?
Yeah.
Eliminate hunger.
Sure.
Jesus fasted. Why do you want him to eliminate what he actually went there for a purpose?
Yeah,
sure. He is taken there for such a purpose.
Sure.
Then Jesus said, a man, I want you to understand, it's not the Son of God.
Yeah.
A man shall not live by bread alone.
Yes, sir.
He's talking about the bread that perisheth.
Amen.
But by every word
Hallelujah.
That cometh out of the mouth of the Lord, God's there. Every word that cometh out of his mouth is what?
Is the meat
that perisheth. No.
Amen.
God bless you, sir.
Amen.
Amen.